Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Nevada's energy boss, Scott Craigie, has the rundown.
NV Energy's president and chief executive officer is here. He's going to talk to you about all of the questions that you will have about what's going on with energy, what's going on with the largest public utility in the state of Nevada. It'll be a very, very interesting set of interviews.
Plus, we'll also have part one of our interview with Frank Fahrenkopf, the head of the American Gaming Association. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans. Generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year. Provided nearly $700 million to help our schools. And built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
How long does it take to get to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park? Well, it's just 10 minutes east of Reno Sparks on Highway 80, just minutes from the airport. And under construction is an interchange linking I-80 to TRI's four-lane USA Parkway. And soon, this parkway will connect Interstate 80 to Highway 50. How far is the world's largest industrial center from your home? It's a lot closer than you think. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Michael Yakira. He's the president and CEO of NV Energy. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
I want to bring up, right off the bat, a very scary story that was on 60 Minutes a couple of Sundays ago, where they did a major piece with the major interview being Admiral Mullen, talking about the security of our water and our power grid. And it really was a very scary piece. And Admiral Mullen said that we are at risk to terrorism threats. What is NV Energy doing and has done to protect us?
Edison Electric Institute, which is our industry organization, started working with the member companies at least a year and a half ago, if not more, talking about the threats with respect to cybersecurity. And our IT folks, our information technology folks, as well as telecommunications, has been very involved in making sure that our system is secure, that our protocols are in place so that people will have a difficult time, if not an impossible time, of getting in. There's always this possibility of threat, and it's something that we are very much aware of and taking action to assure that the chance of that is limited for our system.
And they were talking in part about if there were a problem on the East Coast, that you started a problem with the grid there, that it could just multiply across the country.
Well, the good news is that our West Coast, or our Western grid, is separated from the Eastern grid, and it's not to say that you couldn't start them both and have a cascading event, but if something happened in the East, and many times things that happen that are terrorist related happen in the East, we'd be protected from that kind of event because we are physically, electrically separated from the eastern portion of the United States.
So this is not keeping you up at night?
There are many things to keep me up at night. This is not one of them, but I realize what an important aspect of our need for security is, and we're very much aware of it on top of it.
One of the most, one of the longest standing needs for the state is to connect Northern Nevada's service territory that is in your company and Southern Nevada's territory that's in your area ownership. And one of the problems is that, you know, when it's cold up in Northern Nevada, we were never able to take the excess from Southern Nevada, send it up. Neither could we send the stuff down because you couldn't interconnect them. Now you've gotten past that, and tell us what the overall benefit will be to your company and to your customers.
Well, Scott, when you were on the commission, I know this is something that was interesting to you that many years ago, and it becomes more and more important for a variety of reasons. First of all, we've had the good fortune since the beginning of 2006 to have more than doubled the amount of generating capacity that we own within the state, building power plants in Nevada for Nevadans. And that's a great position for us to be in because we're less dependent on places like California, which we all know have the tendency to have schizophrenia when it comes to energy policy. We suffered from that in the beginning of this decade. We never wanted to suffer through that again. So we have much more in generation ownership that we can share between the two utilities, the two parts of the state. The other thing that's interesting is that we buy natural gas from different gas basins that have different prices. So that if the price of natural gas, for example, is low in Northern Nevada relative to Southern Nevada, it's possible we can ship electricity from Northern Nevada to Southern Nevada and vice versa. So it's a very different position for us to be in for the benefit of our customers, because the purpose of that line is to share those resources and to reduce the cost for our customers. But now with renewable energy becoming more and more in vogue and our legislature passing a law in this last session that now says that 25% of our energy has to come from renewable sources, the amount of renewable energy that exists in Northern Nevada, primarily in the form of geothermal, is too great for Northern Nevada to be able to take by itself. So having that conduit, literally and figuratively, to move the power from Northern Nevada to Southern Nevada will be able to have us utilize that great natural resource that exists in Northern Nevada in the form of geothermal so that it doesn't escape to California, which it would do if we didn't have that power line. So it's a very important element of our strategy.
What are your concerns with all these private companies coming in to also come into the same Eastern Nevada corridor to build transmission lines? You're a public utility, they're a private company. How difficult is that going to be for you to compete?
Well, that's a great question, Sam. And we've said for a long period of time that it's likely that only one transmission line is going to be built. It doesn't make sense to have redundancy because it's going to be carrying the same power over the same line. It's not like a telephone system where you have Sprint or AT&T and not redundancy in the networks. This would be redundant and unnecessary. So there likely will only be one transmission line built in the Eastern Corridor. We will work with whomever can provide us the best service and the lowest cost for our customers. We happen to think that's us because we have control of the costs, we have a regulated return, we're in the business of connecting and utilizing the generation that I mentioned to Scott before for the benefit of our customers. But if someone can prove to us that they can build it faster, cheaper, and can provide the same service as building the line ourselves, we'd be compelled for the benefit of our customers to do that. We just haven't seen that equation yet.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Michael Yakira, the president of CEO of NV Energy, right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
inside local entertainment. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com. South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Yakira. He's the president and CEO of NV Energy. Story in the Las Vegas Sun was kind of interesting over the weekend, where they talked about the potential for a nuclear power plant in White Pine County. In every discussion I've ever had with any authority on power, they've always said that nuclear doesn't work in Nevada because we don't have enough water. What the folks in Ely are saying is that they want to use their water and stop the Southern Nevada Water Authority from getting it. Is this in any way realistic?
Well, not in my career. Seriously, I think that nuclear power probably has its place in the United States. It is non-emitting, and we're all worried about greenhouse gas emissions. It's a great way to produce electricity. It doesn't work for us for a variety of reasons. One is the water issue. It's the most consuming way of producing electricity. Secondly, politically, I think it would be impossible with Yucca Mountain there to get something like that on. We need to resolve in the nation what happens with nuclear waste. I'm not in favor of Yucca Mountain. I don't think that Yucca Mountain is the right place for it to go, because throughout the world, nuclear waste is reprocessed. That's what happens in France, as an example. And reprocessing reduces the actual amount of waste there is and extracts the amount of uranium or plutonium that hasn't been used. So it's a great way of recycling. President Carter in 1976 said, we're not going to do that. So I think nuclear has its place. And the reason I said not in my career in somewhat of a jocular way is I don't believe the next nuclear plant is going to come online before 2020 at least. So I don't think it's something that I'm, losing a lot of sleep over. But I just don't see it being part of Nevada's landscape. And at the expense also, the capital involved is tremendous. And I know that our company is too small to take on that kind of risk. So it's just not in the radar screen for me.
The Nevada legislature has taken up a lot of the issues that are, you know, in green energy areas, but throughout all of the energy areas. And it seems to me like there is a good working relationship between what the legislators are looking at and what most of the major public utilities are dealing with. Is that a correct view? Are you getting the kind of support that that actually takes what they want to do and what you need to do and brings them together?
Without a doubt. In 1997, our state was one of the first states in the United States to pass a so-called portfolio standard, which required us to buy a certain amount of power from renewable energy. We now increase that to 25% by 2025. I think that is reality. It's something that we can do. But the thing that I find so fascinating about where we are right now in the energy industry and where NV Energy is in this energy industry is the focus on renewable energy and how we have the resources to make a real difference in moving not just our state forward, but our country forward in development of lower cost renewable energy technologies. We have a lot of solar. We're number three in the United States in terms of solar capacity. We're number two in the United States in geothermal capacity. So we've already done a lot, but there's a lot more that we can do. And having been in this business before when I lived in Florida and developed a business around renewable energy, one of the ways you get the costs down is by making investments. You get manufacturers to compete, you invest more money, the costs come down. Example, wind energy, when my former company, FPL Energy, was investing, started at 13 cents a kilowatt hour. When we were through investing and making it a real business, it was 5 cents a kilowatt hour. The same thing can be true for solar. And we've seen the price of solar panels come down by 40% over the past year and a half. I think there's more room for that. But it is so great that the legislature sees this as an opportunity to diversify our economy and use less fossil fuels to produce electricity, and we have the opportunity to be in the forefront of that.
NV Energy was selected for a smart grid infrastructure grant. That's a lot of money coming into the company. How do you intend to spend it?
Well, we're very fortunate there that we were one of 400 companies competing for Department of Energy stimulus money. We were one of 100 companies that received the grant. And we're the only company that can cover virtually a whole state in terms of this technological change. Why is this important? I believe, having been in this industry for 20 years, that this is the true game changer in our industry. Having so-called smart grid, smart meter technology will enable our customers to take more control of their energy usage, similar to when a person decides to buy a Prius instead of a Hummer. Right now, the customer doesn't know what their bill is until they receive it. You know how much you're consuming if you look at the meter, but the meter doesn't really translate into dollars. One of the things that smart meter technology, this technology that will be supported by the Department of Energy stimulus funds, will do is let you know where you stand at any given point in time with respect to what you've spent so far, what the price of the next hour is, what the price expected to be the next day is, and to provide you with the options to allow you to take control of your energy usage. So this is a great opportunity for our company and our customers to transform the way energy is used, how it's perceived. And I'm very happy that the Department of Energy is going to be funding about half of the cost of this project.
Just a quick answer on this, because we're pretty much out of time. Does the technology already exist for this?
Oh, it does. We've never been wanting to be on the bleeding edge of any technology. We're too small for that. But yes, there's been deployment of this type of technology in many states. The Southeast has done it. Texas has done it. And California, even though I talk about schizophrenia, California has been ahead of the curve in terms of this. So we are fast followers in this technology.
Never enough time. Thank you so much for being here, as always. We look forward to you coming back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
Tonight, we've got big news.
You need to know the truth.
New discoveries on Heroes.
Good things do come to those who wait.
A whole new kind of rescue on trauma.
This is Angel Rescue 2 on route to the vessel.
And New Jay has new moon. Twilight's Taylor Lautner is in the house with Jay. New Heroes, new trauma, and new Jay. Tonight on NBC.
Even the cleanest homes have a dirty secret. Look down here. See all this? As soon as your heater or air conditioner comes on, all this is going to end up right back in the house. And you don't want that. Recent studies suggest that indoor air pollution is responsible for over half of all illnesses. With a thorough cleaning using the patented Ram Air system, the air you breathe will be free from dust, allergens, and irritants that can cause respiratory problems. Call us today for a quote and start breathing cleaner air tomorrow.
For the times you don't want your food to taste like fast food, for the times you want to have a drink and watch the game, for taste, for class, for remembering what quality service is all about, for all those times, there's Tahoe Burger. It's a different kind of fast food. It's a burger with altitude. Tahoe Burger, just off I-80 at Rob Drive, serving up the freshest burgers using local UNR Wolfpack beef from 6 a.m. until midnight every day. Value, taste, service. That's Tahoe Burger.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm delighted to welcome back to the program a friend of over 30 years now. Frank Fahrenkopf is the head of the American Gaming Association. Back in the 1980s, he served as the chairman of the Republican Party for 6 of the 8 years of the Reagan presidency. And we're coming up here pretty soon on the Global Gaming Expo in Las Vegas. Frank, right off the top, how close did MGM, Mirage, Harrah's, and Las Vegas Sands come to falling into bankruptcy last year?
You know, I'm not really sure. I don't think anyone can really answer those questions, but the CEOs and chief financial officers of those institutions. But there's no question that the liquidity crisis hit our industry really, really hard. I mean, it was not only a downturn in consumer spending, which everyone in the country experienced and every type of business had to live with. But our companies were so leveraged that when EBITDA, that's earnings before, you know, the appropriate deductions are taken, got them in difficulty with their loan covenants. And clearly, those companies that you mentioned, as well as Stations Casino, which in fact did go into bankruptcy, were the companies that were the most severely at risk.
Is the fact that Wynn completed a successful IPO in Hong Kong and Las Vegas Sands has an imminent IPO, and with their plans to also raise capital in perhaps the $2 billion range, say to you that at least for large companies, the banking system is opening up again?
There's no question it has. Now, there's a couple of things that has happened. The stimulus package that was originally signed contained a provision with regard to buying back debt. It didn't just apply to the gaming industry. It applied to a great number of industries in this country. And what that means is that if you were a quick company and you had a bond outstanding for $100 as a face value, and because of the bad economy, that bond was only now selling for $50. You could go in and buy that bond back, so you have an immediate savings of $50 on the indebtedness of your company. Now, what normally happened under existing IRS provisions is that would be an ordinary income gain to the company in the very year that it took place. The stimulus package spread that out with no tax payments for 5 years, and then the remaining amount due paid 20% a year, so you're stringing it out for 20 years. Excuse me, for 10 years. And Harrah's was one of the companies that took very, very aggressive advantage of that. Las Vegas Sands also did. And that really allowed a lot of our companies to get in a position where they were, in effect, deleveraging. They're getting rid of their debt. And so that was extremely important. And it continues to be important because leverage is what caused the problems. And certainly, Steve's successful IPO, and as you correctly said, in fact, I think it's this week that Sheldon Adelson is in Hong Kong on what they call the roadshow to try to raise the capital. And then I think MGM Mirage has indicated that they may be going to the market in Hong Kong in the future to raise additional funds. Now, those are the three U.S. companies that are presently doing business in Macau and therefore have access to Hong Kong.
Did the fact that Station Casinos allowed themselves to fall into a regular bankruptcy rather than a prepackaged bankruptcy surprise you?
Well, I don't know enough about the inner workings and the inner details that the Fertittas and Tom Barrack, the folks at Colony Capital, were facing. I do know that they worked very, very hard to try to work out something with their bondholders. And sometimes a deal just can't be made. But I don't really know enough to give an informed answer there, Sam.
Okay, Frank, let's take a break. More with Frank Fahrenkopf when we come back.
Gold Dust West, your house full of friends.
I love getting the coupons in the mail. It's kind of like getting free money.
The comps here at the Gold Dust West are the best.
Gold Dust West, your house full of friends.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at great low rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA?
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
Sew & Such in Franktown Corners is your creative sewing community. Sew & Such features top-of-the-line sewing machines starting at $199.99. Sew & Such carries the full line of baby lock machines, including the advanced 8-thread Evolution serger with extraordinaire threading. And the new Sashiko machine from Baby Lock creates the look of traditional hand stitches. We also carry high-quality fabrics and sewing and quilting accessories. For the love of sewing, it's Sew & Such in Franktown Corners, your sewing store and so much more.
Gold Dust West, your house full of friends.
It's fun, there's nice people, and loose lots.
Whatever you want, you get.
Gold Dust West, your house full of friends.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And we're going to be talking to Dr. Maria Sheehan, who is the president of TMCC, the community college.
Plus part two of our interview with Frank Fahrenkopf, all coming up on our next broadcast. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back.